Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I have a very special guest today. She is an executive board member on the Massachusetts Coalition for Suicide Prevention. She is also a chair for the Plymouth County Suicide Prevention Coalition and has been an integral part of the coalition since its inception back in June of 2015. She is a certified mental health first aid instructor, as well as an instructor for the courses offered free by the coalition and the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, also known as the AFSP. Jenny Babcock, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here today. And I know that you are on a really big mission.
Yes.
We are talking about suicide prevention. And so take me back to that moment where you decided that you wanted to be a part of these organizations.
It really wasn't a decision of I wanted to. I knew I had to. Back in May 2011, I lost my 15-year-old niece to suicide. Watching my kids, who at the time were teenagers, go through the loss and the pain, I knew that teenagers struggle and need to know that it's okay to talk to people.
It's okay to talk about their feelings.
Yes.
It's okay to talk about specifically what about their feelings. Is it okay to talk about that you feel like you want to take your life?
That's exactly what we're trying to get people to talk about, saying it's okay not to be okay. If they're having thoughts of suicide, we want them to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
But we also want people to become aware of signs and symptoms and also not to be afraid to ask someone, are you thinking of suicide?
Or ask any question.
Exactly.
Any question from love will do.
Yes.
Right? Are you okay? Is everything okay? I'm worried about you. It doesn't even have to be a question.
Right.
Right?
It should be open-ended.
Right?
So that they have to respond.
Yeah, so that it's not a yes or no answer.
Correct.
I love that. So I came out a long time ago, and specifically in, well, I am a suicide attempt survivor, and I came out on the radio. I came out at the dance competition in 2017, and it was put on by the coalition, the Plymouth Coalition, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, it's, I came out a long time ago, really, when I was 17, 18, 19, you know, I would tell a few people that I was close to. I shared it with a few people. I've shared it with my kids, shared it with my husband. You know, I've shared that kind of thing with a few people that I've been close enough to share it. But coming out really openly has been very interesting. And I feel like we're both like the poster child. Right? Like, I don't know, like that in a positive way.
I was going to say in a positive way, because we're not afraid to talk about it because we've been down these roads.
Yeah. And so I feel like we need more poster child people to really take it on and help spread the word that it's okay to talk about it. Right. And anyway, so I just kind of wanted to put that to rest that, you know, I am out, I am okay, And I'm not okay all the time. I do have anxiety and depression, and I do talk about that in my book for the listeners that are new. I'm writing a book called I Am on a Love Diet, and it just so happens that I am sprinkling some of the information about how I feel about anxiety and depression into the book. And it just sort of organically happened that way. And so I hope you stay with us for the whole show, because at the end I want to give a little excerpt from the book. And it's really just some interesting thoughts and an interesting spin on it. But so back to you. You knew that you had to.
Yes.
You had to. There was no other question. There was no other organization for you to be a part of.
There were, as far as American Foundation Suicide Prevention is, but I was unaware of it until I went through this loss.
Mm. Oh.
So we got involved by doing the walk, the Out of the Darkness walk, in honor of my niece. Mm. And then out of that, I started getting to know other people and then found out about the Plymouth County Suicide Prevention Coalition that was forming, and I was asked to join it. And I've been there ever since.
And you've been there ever since. And why was there a need to have this additional Plymouth County?
There's actually 10 regional coalitions across the state that all fall under the Mass Coalition for Suicide Prevention. Plymouth County was one county that didn't have representation yet, but yet.
And it's a huge county.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. One of the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
But we also knew that there was stuff happening in our county, and nothing was being done about it. So Paul Gabriel, who's actually the original founder, and Mara Ware, they started it with the Mass Coalition for Suicide Prevention, and then we kind of took over after that. And it's still going.
So what is your fundamental goal?
To get out into each community, whether private businesses, organizations, and mainly the schools, to educate people, students, staff, about the signs, symptoms of suicide. We go out and teach mental health first aid to anybody in the community. Lately, our focus has been first responders, working with them, because they go through a lot, and their mental health wellness is very important. But definitely we need to educate people, end the stigma, and get people to talk about it, and not be afraid to talk about it.
And so you believe that spreading awareness is going to reduce the amount of suicide attempts?
Even attempts or actual suicides.
Mm.
You know, that is our ultimate goal.
And mental health. It's all around our mental health.
Yes.
We need to focus on creating space for good, positive mental health, period.
Yes. And that's another thing. With mental health, the first aid class that we do, and we do all youth, adult, public safety, elderly, it goes over all the different illnesses and disorders and makes people aware of the signs and symptoms again.
So which illnesses, which disorders?
ADHD, it could be schizophrenia, it could be psychosis, it could be...
any of these types of illnesses or disorders...
Diagnosed disorders.
Are preempting suicide attempts?
Sometimes they could be. Usually when there's a suicide, it's always... There's usually co-occurring symptoms going on.
Co-occurring.
So it could be somebody that's fighting depression, but also someone that might even have bipolar, or somebody that might have a substance abuse disorder and depression. So there's always co-occurring symptoms.
Ah, that is huge.
Yes.
That is huge to understand, because if you understand that, then you can be prepared to see the signs.
Correct.
How do I ask this? Because I believe, so I'm pretty intuitive. Not everybody is intuitive. But I believe that there are still some people that are overlooking the signs. And is this part of your awareness about being able to talk about it?
Absolutely. I think people miss signs.
Mm.
A lot of times when there is a suicide, people say there was no idea. There was no idea.
I don't believe that.
But if you go back and look at what that person may have been going through in the past few months or even weeks, there's usually signs that we missed or somebody missed or, you know, relatives have missed.
Mm.
You know, even with my niece, there had to have been signs. And even though I didn't live near her, but there had to have been signs.
I truly believe that. Yeah. Well, I know there were signs with me. Like I'm a survivor, and there were signs with me. So I think that, well, I just want to be very respectful and careful about how I word everything. So if there's the power and the pause happening a few times in the show, it's because I want to be respectful. You know, and I played that first song, Rock the Boat, because I feel like so many people are afraid that, you know, oh, it's going to be my fault. If I say something wrong, it's going to be my fault.
And people believe that if they ask someone if they're thinking about suicide, that it's going to put the thought in that person's head.
Mm.
And that is a myth.
Yeah.
So in that, because of that, I think that's why people are afraid to talk about suicide.
Yeah.
And people don't want to say the word.
It's a taboo.
Yes.
It's a taboo. But we used to think cancer was a taboo. And we talk about cancer all the time.
Right.
So we got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable if we're going to want to grow and, excuse me, make a change.
I always do that in my classes. I talk about, you know, back in the 70s, when people said the word cancer, it was a whisper.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with suicide.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet. So we should be able to say it out.
Openly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope you stay with us. It's a pretty powerful show today. My guest is Jenny Babcock, and you can go to massprevents.suicide.org for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com. Are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. What a powerful movie that was. That is A Star is Born. That was Bradley Cooper singing Black Eyes. It's how they kick off the show. It's how they, or the movie, it's how they end the movie. And I just thought it was really important to play a song from the movie because, you know, I'm sure everyone has seen it by now, but there is an attempt in the movie. And what I was saying to you before we came on air was that when I was watching the movie, I was counting all of the signs as the movie was playing. And I'm sure I missed some of them. Like, there were so many signs. And it's important to not look for them. We don't want to look for negativity.
Right.
That's not what we're saying.
But you want to be able to recognize them.
Mm. Now, what did you say over the break? You said something about safe messaging.
Right. We were talking that we don't want to say the wrong thing.
And yeah.
One of the things that we're pushing right now with everybody as well as the media, it's safe messaging.
Mm.
You know, we try not and glorify anything. We try not and talk about the means.
Well, who's glorifying anything?
Sometimes the media does, you know, especially when we had the stars recently, you know, Robin Williams, Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain. You know, you heard facts about their deaths that were unnecessary.
Oh.
So that's what we try and, you know, eliminate those.
Mm.
You know, and it's different words. A lot of times you'll hear us say that someone died by suicide or that they attempted. We try not and say commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. Some people are still making that mistake.
Right. And some people argue that it's not meant the way that we think it's meant. We think of commit as that they committed a crime.
Yeah.
Or a sin.
Yeah.
And I understand in some religions it is a sin.
Yeah. But the broad term,
right?
Yeah, they were suffering.
They're suffering, and they're trying to end their pain.
Yeah, and so but the broader term needs to be died by suicide.
Exactly.
Mm. So that's part of the safe messaging.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And really, you know, he sings in the song "Black Eyes," and I'm all alone by the wayside, and I think that part of the safe messaging and the really the ending of the attempts is to bring people in and stop pushing people away. There's too much separation.
Yes.
The internet, the social media can bring you in, but it can be a lonely place.
Right. Nobody picks up the phone and talks.
Mm.
Everything's texting.
Yeah, but there is a text.
There is a text line.
Okay, is the text line?
741-741.
Okay, 741-741. And all they have to do is text that.
Yep.
And then what do they type? What do they write?
If they need help or if they just want to talk to somebody,
I need
just
to talk.
Text 741-741, and that will connect you to the National Suicide Prevention Line.
Mm. And so that's what we need more of. We need more asking the questions. Any question, it's what I say in my book, any question asked from love. If you really love somebody enough, just ask anything from love and get the conversation going. That's really what you want.
Right. Are you okay?
Mm.
If you see someone suffering, are you okay?
Mm.
Talk to me. What can I do to help you?
Because no human being goes through life without doubt or even a hint of depression, like a depressional a moment of depression. Doesn't mean you're you know, stamped with a depression symbol, but people have anxiety, a moment of anxiety. So
through life, right?
Everyone can relate to somebody who's feeling down.
Right. It's when that depression goes on for an extended period of time, and they actually think it's 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, if someone is still depressed, then it can be labeled as a depression disorder.
Mm. And really, you know, I've said this in some of my previous shows, you know, we are what we eat, and that is not just the food that we eat. It's what we feed our minds. And if you're stuck and you're in your head and you're feeding your mind some negative information, and it's a tape that's just playing over and over and over again, you might find yourself stuck in a two-week bout.
Or longer.
And that's a sign.
And that's a time to seek help.
Mm. But a sign could also be as simple as, anything that you see on a regular basis that suddenly is different.
Exactly.
Right?
Some of the things that we say as signs when we talk about youth, we talk about them maybe giving up a sport or, an activity that they've always done and show no interest whatsoever, but then they don't pick up something else.
And then maybe even have a really good reason why they don't want to. Like, they're really convincing you, everything's fine, but I just don't want to do it anymore, could still be an underlying sign.
Absolutely.
Again, I don't want to look for signs. Like, even in my own kids and my own family, my own relationships, I'm not, like, seeking signs. But you want to really be aware.
Correct.
So that if it does kind of smack you in the face as something really odd and peculiar, you want to do something. And what can someone do?
If someone is suffering and they do know the signs, they can call the National Suicide Prevention Line, which is the 1-800-273-8255, or do the text, which is the 741-741, and ask for help. It doesn't mean by calling there you don't have to be in crisis. You can call and ask, I'm noticing this. What is my next step?
And it's the resources is what you need.
Exactly.
It's the person on the other end of the phone is going to help you figure out next steps.
Correct.
Because every person's situation is unique.
Right.
Now, what if you're the parent or the aunt or someone else or, the neighbor, and you notice a sign? Like, what can they do? Because you can lead a horse to water.
Right.
So how do you, as a person that's sort of an outsider, we're the secondary removed, if you will, second person removed, what can we do?
The same thing. I mean, you can call that number, the 1-800-273-8255, again, and ask questions. But you can also do some research on your own if you are concerned about somebody. Going on to the massprevents.suicide.org, there's a lot of different resource information. There's also links to every other regional coalition throughout the state on that site.
Okay.
So if you're not in Plymouth County, look for your county,
okay,
and there'll be a link to that organization. There's lots of resources out there that can help people answer questions. It's difficult, I think, being the secondary person, because you can't really make that phone call for them. You can make it to ask questions.
Yeah.
But whoever that parent, the parental guardian is who has to help the person and make them want. But also, if they're in denial, you as a person observing, you may want to talk to the person in crisis in private and have them open up, ask those questions.
Ask those questions based from love, because if you love and care and you say that, I love and care about you, I'm worried about you, what can I do to help you? Is everything okay? Like, all of those.
You're saying everything I teach in class. I
like
love it.
All of those. Well, and at the beginning, I'm like, I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Like, But anyway, all of those questions based from love will get the person thinking, but hello, maybe the person will feel cared about.
Correct.
Isn't that really the underlying goal? Is to make sure the person feels loved so that. Anyway, we got to go to break. All right. So this is a really, really important show. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Jenny Babcock. You can go to massprevents.suicide.org for more information. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Do you ever feel like a misfit? Everything inside you is dark and twisted. Oh, but it's okay to be different, 'cause baby, so am I.
So am I, so am I, so am I.
Can you hear the whispers all across the room? You feel her eyes all over you like cheap perfume. You're beautiful, but misunderstood. So why are you trying to be just like the neighbor?
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and that was Ava Max, So Am I. And, you know, I shared with you before we came on today that I'm playing very specific songs, and these last two songs are very uplifting because that's part of how we can make those conversations happen, is if we lift the heaviness of it a little bit, with no disrespect to anyone that needs serious help or a little bit of help or a lot of help. No disrespect to anyone, but we need to lift it right, so that we can talk about it some more. Now, tell me about the staff training.
So through our organization and even across the state, people are trained in mental health first aid and other training courses that we do with either the Samaritans or the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. One of our biggest things that we're doing right now is QPR, which is question, persuade, refer. We call it a Suicide 101 course. It's about an hour and a half long. And we go in and we teach organizations, schools. We do a lot of in-service days for the staff, and teach them signs and symptoms of someone who might be in crisis, how to ask the question, and then where to get them the next help. Very similar to CPR, where you stay with the person, you're doing all those techniques until the paramedics, police arrive. QPR is the exact same way.
Hallelujah. So we tackled that physical thing, you know, CPR from hundreds of years ago, and that's still going strong. And now this is the mental aspect.
Yes.
So it's a suicide 101.
That's what we
call it. And it's simple.
Simple.
Simple. And it's free.
It's free.
And so who do you want to target to take that course? Any organizations,
Anyone,
companies,
any public.
Human resource people that are listening.
Yes. Right now, when we're doing the mental health first aid classes, we recently did six classes for public safety. The town of Duxbury Police Department is now 100% certified in mental health first aid, which is awesome.
Wow.
We've had some Kingston Police, Plymouth Police, Halifax, Scituate, Marshfield. We've done them all. Still going. We still need to get into all of them. But also for the schools. Scituate recently did a in-service day for the teachers and offered mental health first aid as an option for them to go to. It's a long day. It is an eight-hour course, but you're going to go home with a lot of information. And again, it's free.
So we don't just want to encourage the guidance counselors?
Everybody. There's actually a law that passed in August of 2014 that states that every school personnel, from the staff to the bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, have to have 2 hours of suicide prevention training every 3 years. The problem
Really? Oh, and there is a challenge behind that.
Yes.
What's the challenge?
It is not a mandated law through the Department of Education.
But you said it's a 2018.
It's a 2014. It passed.
2014, but it's not mandated.
It's not mandated because it's not funded.
Ah.
But we provide that training for free. So that's how we are getting into some of the schools.
Okay.
They're getting, once it becomes mandated, they'll have to do it. But we're going
Which
in and saying,
it's only a matter of time before that does happen.
Exactly. So we're providing the funding because we're not charging you for this. We give you all the supplies. We have other courses that we can go into classrooms and work with the children.
And what are the supplies?
Sometimes it's books, reference materials.
Which is great. You don't have to read it cover to cover, but
exactly.
When you need it, it's there, and boom, you've got all of the pertinent information.
Right, it's there. There's actually a course that we do with the schools. It's a program through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention called More Than Sad, and it focuses on teenage depression. But there's three different things that we do with that program. One, we show the film. There's a film with four different children that are adolescents that are going through. Examples.
Okay.
Yep. And they're all actors. But they go through four different situations.
Okay.
So we first show it to the staff, and then we'll show it to the students in a controlled classroom with, say, an adjustment counselor, the school nurse. There's always a ratio, you know, student to faculty ratio when we show the film. And then we could also show it at night to the parents, so the parents know what the kids are seeing. So that's one of the ones that we're really trying to get in. And then when we leave the school, we leave the film with them so that they can use it.
So they can use it again.
Again. Huh. In health class, maybe. That's what we go in and do.
That's what you're hoping for.
Yes.
Huh.
We are doing it in Marion.
Okay. Very interesting. So you're doing so many things. What do you hope that the person listening feels when they hear this show, if they are having thoughts about suicide?
First of all, I'd hope that they would reach out for help. That's the most important thing. But also to know that they're not alone. Because there are several people that have either gone through it, the struggles, or are going through it.
Yeah.
And just knowing that you're not alone.
Yeah. I want them to know that, yes, they are not alone, but there's not just one person that loves them. There's many.
There's a community, probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to get teary-eyed right now. Oh, I think we're going to go to break. Oh, okay. So I hope you stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Jenny Babcock, and you can go to masspreventssuicide.org for more information. I hope you stay with us. We got one last segment. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept, and you can be on a journey with me through my confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. My love diet book is scheduled to be published this fall, and you can be one of the first to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at chapter one today. Visit powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives. At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as
hell. Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
And we are back. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. That was Good as Hell by Lizzo, L-I-Z-Z-O. She's a fantastic artist. And the reason I play that song is because we want everybody to feel as good as hell. Like, with that pump you up, fantastic feeling. And two of the things I do, because I have moments of depression, is I listen to really powerful, strong, lift you up music to pull myself out. And I feel like I always come out. I really do. I can use the word always. It's a strong word.
Yeah.
But I always come out and I talk to people. So I want to ask you, this is going to go by really fast because I'm going to read that excerpt from my book. What are your thoughts on the series 13 Reasons Why?
I personally did not watch it when it first came out.
Me neither.
And it was very hard when doing teachings to talk about it because I hadn't watched it.
Oh.
And
I was afraid to watch it.
And that was one of mine. I was afraid because it was a school setting. It brought back too many memories of my niece for me.
Yeah.
And also for my son. When he struggled, he was in school as well. You know, he was in high school. When they first brought that series out, there was no safe messaging.
Oh.
At all. Whenever we do...
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is not that old.
No, and they're coming out with a third season, too.
Mm.
Whenever we do anything on TV or in the media, we always end with the last sentence, if you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Line, the 1-800-273-8255. Nowhere on those shows did they show anything. And that
bothered you, of course.
Of course.
It made you pretty livid and upset, I'm sure.
Right. Well, it dealt with rape, and it dealt with alcoholism, and it also dealt with suicide.
Yeah.
And there were no helplines for any children, anybody that was
watching.
When
we know better, we do better. So are they now changing those things? We don't know until season 3 comes out.
Right. I believe at the beginning of second season, they did have the characters talk about this is fictional.
Yes.
And then they did talk about it. But then you didn't see it again.
But guess what? The whole entire season or the episodes or whatever it is, what are we calling it? It's a season.
It's a series.
TV series.
Yeah.
It's making people talk about it. And
yes,
that's the one positive.
And we actually have a bunch of reference material on how to watch that series with your children. How to
really?
Stop it and ask questions.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's powerful.
So that's
okay.
One good thing.
So we are out of time. I want to make sure that I wrap up on time because I have a very important message to share. So I want to thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
Lovely to have you.
Thank you.
So glad that we met. We'll be connecting and staying connected for many years to come, I presume.
For sure.
We think alike. We're both wearing pink today. Anyway, I want to leave you with this. I do sprinkle some thoughts about suicide, anxiety, and depression in my debut book that is coming out. It's called I Am on a Love Diet. And I'd like to end the show with an excerpt from chapter 11. I'll keep it together. This is day 235 of the Love Diet, which is 365 days. And this is day 235. Depression is something that can feel like a heavy burden or an anchor, maintaining a firm hold to keep us from moving forward. And guess what? We are human, and human beings have to move. We have to move our minds and keep them moving in a positive direction. Sometimes, with all of the hats that I wear or roles that I play, I feel like I'm holding that anchor in my hands, or the weight of the world is invisibly hanging around on my shoulders. But like anything in life, we can choose to see the negative or the positive. And I am finally starting to see the positive in my own moments of anxiety and depression. It is just a feeling. And that feeling or feelings of weights, anchors, or worlds can automatically feel lighter or even be lifted completely, sometimes by putting those feelings into perspective and with some help. It is important to feel, and we are all capable of moving through those feelings in a healthy way with some help. The positive has come full circle for me and is a crystal clear now that I've chosen to see it. When I feel any hint or sign of anxiety or depression kicking in, I recognize it for what it is. It is a beautiful internal clock. It's built in. It wakes me up and tells me that it's time to feed myself more love. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. And I'm feeling good as hell. Until then, have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.